Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. This week, we have been discussing this word conflict. Specifically, we are exploring conflict in families. As I signed off yesterday, I asked you how you handle disagreements, arguments, strife, and conflict within your own household. Have you thought about this? If so, how do you? Two common approaches are to ignore the conflict and hope it goes away, or to learn to live with it. And the second approach is to storm right into the middle of the conflict, be very aggressive, further alienating your relatives. Have you handled conflict in one of these ways? Today, we are going to open our Bibles again at Genesis chapter 13 and learn from this man, Abram, how to step into family conflicts and resolve them the right way. God gives us much wisdom by putting the 13th chapter of Genesis in his Bible. In a moment, I will read beginning in verse 8 of Genesis 13, but first a really quick summary of the story. We've met Uncle Abram and his nephew Lot. They are very rich in livestock, silver, and gold, but they find themselves and their massive herds of animals on a tight piece of real estate in the Negev, literally the south country of the Bible land at that time. As we've read, because of this tension, they were no longer able to coexist peacefully. Enter Abram. I'll pick up the reading in the biblical text at verse 8 of Genesis 13. The Bible says, "So Abram said to Lot, 'Please let there be no strife between you and me, nor between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right. Or if to the right, then I will go to the left.'" That was verses 8 and 9. And I want you to notice several details about the approach Abram took to resolving this conflict. And the first one is this. Abram took the initiative. Verse 8 begins, "So Abram said to Lot." Abram took the initiative. Within just five words of the text is a very fine but important detail. Abram went and met with his nephew and proposed a solution to their tension. When we have conflict with the members of our own family, it is somewhat easy to sit back, to cross our arms, to huff and puff, and to think, "I'm just going to wait this out. I'm not the one who is wrong here. He is. She is. They are. Why should I try to resolve this?" That may be the easy way out, but it is not the biblical way forward. That may be the easy way out, but it is not the biblical way forward. What Abraham did was to proactively find his nephew Lot and say, as we shall see, "Let us resolve this." Abram is going to resolve the simmering tension by taking the initiative. If you are ignoring a conflict and hoping it will disappear, poof, you wake up one day and you're all just one big, happy family. Or you are being obstinate, learning to live with it without addressing it, then you have a lot you can learn from old Abram. The time is now for a resolution, and you should take the first step. Move towards the family member or members that have so offended you and proactively seek peace. I know this is likely not what you want to hear, but there it is, right on the pages of the Old Testament, written not to us, but very much for us. Consider this, and then join me tomorrow for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.